Hello, this is Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Goa Chief Minister Manohar Parrikar, whose stature far outgrew the small state he led with flair and distinction, passed away at 63 on Sunday evening after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. This has deepened the political uncertainty in the state, where BJP leads a fragile coalition with a razor-thin majority. The four-time CM and former defence minister attended office almost to the last day and recently presented the state budget. Despite his illness, BJP persisted with Parrikar, who seemed the most capable in steering a coalition in a state where smaller parties are seen to change loyalties and hold the balance. The BJP brass dispatched senior leader Nitin Gadkari to Goa to take stock and weigh options. Congress had already staked claim on Saturday, arguing the government had lost majority and its numbers could fall further. It said, the demise of BJP MLA Francis D'Souza had eroded the Saffron Party's numbers. On Sunday, Goa Congress again wrote to Governor Mridula Sinha staking claim to form the government. Terming Parrikar's demise as unfortunate, leader of the opposition Chandrakant Kavlekar said, BJP has no allies as of now, as coalition partners had allied with the Saffron Party on the condition that Parrikar heads the government. If Delhi is serious about saving the Yamuna, it is definitely not showing. The subject of several National Green Tribunal orders and national plans, the river continues to flow quietly through the heart of the capital, still dark, murky, and emanating a pungent smell. Key announcements made last year saw work begin on a number of sewage treatment plants as part of the Yamuna Action Plan Phase 3rd, but the river faces an even bigger threat as encroachments continue to grow on the floodplain, now actively occupying the O-zone, where any kind of construction is strictly prohibited. Two incidents of two-wheeler riders falling off flyovers and hit-and-run incidents that occurred over the past 4 days have raised serious questions about the safety features of these structures. On Saturday evening, a 30-year-old call center executive returning home fell to his death from Mirabagh flyover after his scooter was hit by an unknown speeding vehicle. DCP Outer Seju Kuruvilla said the victim has been identified as Rakesh Kumar. Cops rushed to the spot after getting information that a man had fallen off the flyover. The inspection of the scene of crime revealed that there were fresh scratch marks and dents on the two-wheeler. Rakesh was riding the two-wheeler in the outermost lane. After the hit, he fell on the road below and was declared brought dead at a hospital. For residents of Kirari in Outer Delhi, Rajkumar was a driver who would also work at a nearby gym. But to outsiders, he would introduce himself as ACP Raj Malhotra, an IPS officer posted with the North District of Delhi Police. Kumar would drive around in a khaki uniform with side badges and insignia to dupe people. His crime run ended on Friday when the real cops came knocking at his door following a complaint from a woman. DCP Rohini S.D. Mishra said that Kumar had been booked under IPC sections 419, 420, 354 and 506. The woman complained to police that Kumar had duped her by promising marriage and a government job. She met the man a few months ago in a gym in Aman Vihar where he introduced himself as ACP Raj Malhotra. He told her that he lived with his parents and an adopted daughter. He claimed he had been diagnosed with cancer and would marry her as soon as his treatment was over. The accused took rupees 1 lakh from the women for getting her a government job. However, when he started stalling, she checked his background and found that he was not a cop and lived in a small room in Kirari.